Reader's Question Box. The Revelation of the Mystery. Where does Romans 16:25-26 fit in with Ephesians and Colossians? By Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr. Question. If Ephesians and Colossians are the only books for the revelation of the mystery, then where does Romans 16:25 and 26 fit in? I could certainly agree that Ephesians and Colossians are the pinnacle of revelation, and there is progressive revelation, but I wonder if sometimes we don't go a little too far on some things. A C. Answer. Ephesians and Colossians are not books concerning the revelation of the mystery found in Romans 16:25 and 26. Ephesians and Colossians deal with something completely different, the administration of the secret. Romans 16:25 and 26 clearly deals with something that had been hushed but manifested through the prophetic scriptures. Now to him who is able to establish you in accord with my evangel, and the heralding of Christ Jesus in accord with the revelation of a secret hushed in times aeonian, yet manifested now and through prophetic scriptures, according to the injunction of the aeonian God being made known to all nations for faith obedience. Romans 16:25 and 26 concordant. One of the most important principles of correctly partitioning God's word is the recognition of the barrier wall, the central wall of the barrier, Ephesians 2:14. And asking ourselves as we read, is the barrier wall of distinction between Jew and Gentile up or down? The revelations found in the book of Romans is a result of Paul's priestly ministry to the nations, as he says in verse 26, for faith obedience. For me to be the minister of Christ Jesus for the nations, acting as a priest of the evangel of God, that the approach present of the nations may be becoming well received, having been hallowed by Holy Spirit, Romans 15:16. Thus, the dispensational footing of Romans is that Israel had priority over the nations, to the Jew first, Romans 1:16 and 2:10, with believers from the nations being grafted into the root and fatness of Israel, Romans 11:17, being partakers of Israel's spiritual things, Romans 15:27,